Thank you so much for tuning in to Urban Family Talk of Hour of Intercession. Victory McIntosh here. Sorry, guys, for the delay. My producer was getting on to me. I made a mistake. Hey, thank y'all so much. Pastor Parker is not here today, but I have the awesome pleasure of sitting in for him. And we have a very special guest and a very hot topic. But before we get to that, first off, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. We are in the Christmas season. I'm excited. You're not going to catch me say happy holidays. I know I just said it, but it is Christmas season. It's about Jesus Christ. Amen. But real quick, so we got a few announcements to make. If you want to, you can chat with us on the Turban. Simply go to urbanfamilytalk.com, urbanfamilytalk.com, and you can chat with us. But another great way to see what's going on right now in the studio, to see me right now in my haircut. Yeah, I cut a lot of afro off this year, y'all. You can go to Afrika TV. So it's AFREECA.TV/HourofINT stands for Hour of Intercession. You can see what's going on live. You know what? Another great thing, you need to also take time out and go to urbanfamilytalk.com. We have a lot of great things that's posted up there, quite a bit, from articles, as well as we have a poll that's up right now. We would love for you to participate and answer that question. If you go to urbanfamilytalk.com, scroll all the way at the bottom, and you'll see the latest poll that we have up. Also, podcasts, man, I'm telling you, just stay connected with us. Get on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us, Urban Family Talk. I'm telling you, your family, be a part of it. All right, guys, so real quick, before we get to our guests, I want to read, I'm a part of this awesome women's Bible study. And we're going through Priscilla Shire's Armor of God. Can I get a amen, y'all? If you have not done it, maybe you've heard about it, you need to do it. So I'm going to read a little bit. The primary focus of the Armor of God study is out of Ephesians chapter 6. I'm not going to read the entire chapter because I want to get to our guests. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's start at verse 11. And it says, put on the whole armor of God. Not some of it, all of it, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Last verse, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Y'all, woo, Armor of God study. Look, if you want to get more, have more friends, look, get this Bible study. Go to Lifeway Christian Bookstore. It's called The Armor of God. It's a Bible study, 7-week series. I'm loving it. It's a great way for we as women to come together. All right, guys, so let's get to our guest. She is back with us, the wonderful, the beautiful Lydia Faith Wisen. She's a daughter, a sister, an awesome friend. She's a business owner with her husband, and she's now a pastor's wife. And more importantly, she is a daughter of the Most High God, our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lydia Faith Wisen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you.
Victory. Hi, Victory.
It's all right. You can give my birth name. It's all right. You know, we all got the victory in Jesus Christ. Hey, Lydia, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Bless. Hey, okay, so it was so great. I saw Lydia's, and it's been over a year since I saw her, because last year I was in her wedding, which we're going to get to that part today. We didn't get to it the last time. But Lyd, I saw her last week, that her and her husband came down for Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was amazing. So good to see the family. And I came to the South.
Come on.
Mississippi. So
come on.
It's good to be back home.
Good. Thank you. Good, girl. Yes. But now you're back to California, that Pacific time. So today's topic that we're going to talk about, you know, it's the holiday season, Lyd. And the title that I came up with is How to Cope with Not Having Someone Under the Mistletoe. I was trying to rhyme. So I'm going to read that one more time. How to cope with not having someone under the mistletoe. You know, it's the holiday season. And, you know, there's always that rumor that during the holiday season is the highest ratings of suicides. I Googled that. According to some studies, they're trying to say that spring is. But either way, it's something that occurs throughout the year anyway, but especially to me in the holiday season, you know, you see a lot of couples and things of that nature. So if you could recap with us from last time of how when you grew up not wanting a boo and now you're married.
Yeah. I was just raised in a family that we weren't allowed to date in high school, which to me turned out to be a huge blessing in my life, because I just was able to give myself fully to the Lord, because I didn't have that emotional need met by guys. So of course I had crushes and stuff, but it was just like God became my all in all. And I just learned to just be completely content in the Lord. And he just became my, basically my husband, you know, and my friend. There's a verse in Isaiah. It says, David said, my maker is my husband, the Lord Almighty. The Lord of hosts is his name. And so I just would quote that verse, and God just became that to me, my emotional fulfillment, and just my husband and my best friend. And it was a huge blessing. And so I just came to the point where, you know, I just prayed all the time. I was like, God, I really don't even want to get married unless you want me to, because you're enough. And I just want to give you my life. And, you know, I thought I was going to be like a single missionary till I was 30 or maybe forever, but I'm just not interested because, yeah, I mean, you know, I obviously liked guys at some points, but it always came back to me just telling the Lord, you know, that he was just enough and that I was fine without a husband. So I definitely was not looking or searching.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do you think that in the holiday season, especially, Christmas season, look at me. Why do you think that there are some people, women and men, but specifically I'm going to speak to the women because we're more emotional beings. Why do you think that being in a relationship is so significant? Because, you know, it's the Christmas season when typically people get engaged. Because I think Ben, didn't he propose to you around this season? Wasn't it Thanksgiving or something?
It was at the beginning of November. Uh-huh. So it was definitely in the winter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, I mean, I remember going through all the holidays single, too, you know, and it's just a very emotional kind of romantic time. And so it's definitely hard when you are single because you do see a lot of couples and they're doing lots of, you know, romantic things and you see them ice skating and it's just cold. So you want to have someone to cuddle with. And
yeah,
it can be like, you know, kind of lonely. It's sometimes if you let it get that way, you know, if you let your imagination run off and think about all the, you know, that you just wish you had a boyfriend to be with and stuff. So it can definitely be hard.
And the Christmas music. Well, Lit, yeah. You're one of seven kids, right?
Uh-huh.
Seven of y'all. And I think, four of y'all are married. Right? Did I get that right? Okay. And did they kind of grow up the same way, like really not desiring to be married, or were you just the odd one out of the group?
As far as getting married, I was more the odd one out of my sisters in that respect. But my two sisters that are married, both of them married their first boyfriends. They only dated one guy, which is awesome.
Rachel and Anna?
You know, the only guy they ever kissed was their husband, which is really, really amazing and such a special gift. So they definitely had that, you know, waiting mentality of just waiting on the right one and not wanting to date around, but just really seeking God and asking him to just bring the right one into their life and just wait for him.
Girl, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. Lit and I've known each other. Mm-hmm. Let's see, it's 2016. What? 3-4 years, maybe four.
Uh-huh.
Four.
Four.
Something like that. We went to Raymond together and we were became really great friends. She's my sister for sure. And then we roomed together. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. And now Rachel has three gorgeous babies.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Well, because you know how time goes and we get to talking. And I want you to say a prayer for those who are, you know, it's the Christmas season and they're trying to really get focused on not being so consumed about being married. So could you say a prayer for those ladies out there?
Sure. Father, I just pray for all the ladies listening right now, Lord, God, that you would just speak to their hearts, Holy Spirit, and ask that you would just help them through this season, Lord, that it would be the best Christmas of their lives, and Father, that they would just keep their eyes focused on you, Lord, and just not get off track and not go to the right or to the left, but Father, that you would show them your path before them, Father, and just show them how much you have for them, God, and just the calling that you have on each of their lives, with or without a husband or a boyfriend by their side. Lord, I thank you that you have made them special, Lord, and you have an incredible plan for their lives, Father. And I just speak blessing into their Christmas season, God. Father, they would just be so blessed, God, and just seek you and just find you to be their greatest love this season, Father. And just thank you for just deepening the relationship with you this season, Lord, more than ever before, God. Thank you for doing this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Lid. Let me ask you this. Okay, so because you are not one of those ladies, and if you was consumed with the thought of, man, I got to get married, especially when we went to seminary school. You know, the joke is ring by spring, you know. We went to Rhema Bible Training College. Some people call it Rhema Bridal Training College because some people meet their mate. You were one of them. I wasn't. It's real. But it's all good. But let me ask you this. So I would say that you were pretty much focused on going after what God had called you to do. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah. I mean, it was me and my husband both. I mean, we determined in our hearts that we would not meet someone at Bible school. We're like, we are not here to date. We are just here to seek the Lord. So we were definitely very, I was trying to focus completely on God, especially in Bible school, because I knew the statistic of all the dating and the marriages, and I just did not want to be there for that. Yeah, and last time I shared my story about how God brought Ben, and, you know, it was kind of like I wasn't looking for it at all, you know, so God literally just told me, like, yes, this is right, like, you're supposed to do this, and he told Ben the same thing, so.
And it was a peace in your spirit, right? That's how you knew. It wasn't like an audible voice, but the Lord telling
you. Right, yeah. I had a lot of fear and emotional, like, craziness about it, because I was like, what in the world? Like, this is so crazy, because I'd never dated anyone. And I, you know, it wasn't in my plan to marry for a long, long time, if ever. And so I just had a lot of, like, oh, I just don't know what to do, and just anxiety. And so I finally, so I went home for the Christmas season. It was actually during Christmas that we started dating, basically right after Christmas.
I went home
for Christmas. And I just prayed, and, like, God took away the fear, and I was like, Lord, you know, I'm not in love with him right now, so I can either, get in a relationship or not. Like, it doesn't matter to me. I just want to do your will. Like, you know, what should I do? Mm-hmm. And I just felt so much peace. Like, God was just like, yes, like, you should get into this relationship. Yes. And I was like, okay. And I just had lots of peace about it. So.
Amen. Well, we're about to come to a break, but on the other side of the break, what I definitely want us to discuss is how did you realize what God had called you to do? And then, of course, we got to get to the wedding day itself. So stay tuned with us. Lydia Faith Wisen is with me. Victory McIntosh filling in for Pastor Parker. You're listening to Hour of Intercession.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
I get it. Being a young single woman in your mid to late 20s can have its struggles. Every time you get on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, someone from your high school or college years has a boyfriend, engaged, married, or married with kids. You find yourself always being the bridesmaid and never the bride. Be of good cheer. Don't covet the idea of marriage to the point you're willing to settle for anyone. Remember, everyone has a calling, and your calling is your ministry, and who you marry can make or break it. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32, Paul tells us that if you are unmarried, care for the things concerning the Lord and how you may please Him. God's timing is perfect timing, and if it's in His will for you to marry, it will happen in His time. Till then, there's plenty of kingdom work that needs to get done. With the heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at urbanfamilytalk.com. This whole idea of, I'm an independent woman, I got me, I got this, is not something a woman of God should say, or any believer for that matter. Today's society is so focused on self-indulgent that seeking the Lord and His will is so last decade. A life full of purpose and blessings can only occur for those who are like Jesus. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and He tells the Lord, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 says, "There are many plans in a person's mind, but it is the counsel of the Lord which will stand." The thing is, a fulfilled life is one who seeks the Creator of life. To sum it up, don't go after your dreams. Go after what God has called you to do. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Baby Jesus,
Hello, welcome back to Hour of Intercession. That was Mandiza with Little Drummer Boy. Definitely one of my favorite versions for sure. Welcome back, Victory McIntosh filling in for Pastor Joseph Parker on the Hour of Intercession. God's good, amen. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I'll give my best to you on my drum. Mandiza, right there. All right, guys, we're going to get back to it. Lydia Faith Wisen is with us, my dear sister in the Lord. I love her so much. I really do. Lyd, so we were on, the last thing that we were discussing is I brought up, would you say that as a single lady, of course, throughout all your entire life, even when you're married, you need to always constantly be going after what God has called you to do. But would you say that was somewhat on your heart at that time before you and Ben got together? When you were at Rhema, what did you study and why? Because and was it because you felt like that's what God had called you to do?
Yeah. So I went to Rhema with the intent of studying missions. So I did the 2 years of the basic core classes, and then my third year I did world missions, because missions had always been in my heart since I was 13. I really felt called to the ministry, and at that point, since I'd read tons of missionary books, I thought I was called to just live overseas and, you know, probably be a single missionary for my whole life, because I read all these books about it. But I definitely felt a call into ministry, whatever that looked like, at 13. And so for me, it was just like, I'm going to the mission field. That was my only, really, my only desire and my only leading to do anything after high school. That's why I didn't go to college, because I just didn't feel led to do anything else, like any major, and I just had ministry on my heart. So, yeah, I definitely went to Bible school with that calling in my heart.
Amen. Oh, well, I was reading Romans chapter 11, verse 29. It says, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. You know, because as you know, I'm a single lady. Oh, I'm a single lady. And waiting on the Lord. And one thing that the Lord is constantly putting on my heart is, you do what I've called you to do. And, you know, Ben, your husband last week, he, I love how he explains it, which I'm sure you can do it better, and I'll try to, when he says that, he said he tells a lot of his single brothers that if when you are going after what God's calling you to do, and when she's going after what God has called you to do, and in due season, it's kind of like a triangle or something, like you meet at the point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You put it better.
Yeah, they use the triangle as an example, because there's three points. So if you see the triangle, like with the point at the top, you're both, like, you're, let's say, the right point, and then you're going towards the top point. You're just seeking God and just walking towards God, and then your husband, he's doing the same, and then eventually you'll just meet as you keep your eyes on God, which is exactly what happened with Ben and I, and that's what I always encourage all my single girlfriends here, because I definitely have almost all single girlfriends, and they all really want to get married. So, yeah, it's just the encouragement of, you know, keep your eyes on the Lord. And like you said, seek your God's calling on your life instead of seeking out a guy. Because a godly man that is seeking out God's calling for his life is going to be attracted to a girl that's seeking God mm-hmm. and that's going after calling on her life and has a vision and a direction. Because it's not as attractive if the girl's just like, you know, all she's doing is seeking a guy. Because if you want a godly man, you have to be a godly woman, and you have to be seeking God and seeking his calling.
Amen.
Moving towards him.
Lyd, you better preach, girl. Yes. Glory to God. And, you know, I just flipped over my Bible. Matthew chapter 28, you know the verse. Verse 19, it says, go ye therefore, make disciples. Man, if you are single right now in this season, okay, even when you get married, it's good to make disciples. Your children will be your disciples or whomever the Lord places in your life. But as a single woman, that's when, like, you should never have a moment where you're saying you're bored. There's so many right. young girls out there that needs discipling and that needs someone to take them under their wings and take them through God's word. And I truly believe, I know that's something that has helped me to not be so consumed. Because you remember the last time you were on, Lyd, I told you how the Lord revealed to me that I have been idolizing the idea of marriage. Because, you know, mm-hmm. we're from the South. Everybody and their mama gets married, if not out of high school, then before they finish college, right? And right. so it's just constantly in our yeah. forefront. But I truly believe that, because one thing for sure that's a part of everybody's calling is leading others to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and God's really honestly been speaking to me a ton about that lately, about our calling. And last night, we actually, I lead a girls' Bible study at my house, and all the girls here were single, and we were talking about God's calling on our life. And but God just showed me, like, that the one of the reasons a lot of girls are so caught up in, like, being too focused on marriage and, you know, always trying to attract guys mm-hmm. and do different things to get attention from men because they just really want a husband is because they don't have a good understanding and, like, a real revelation of their calling that God has called them. And so they're always looking for something else. But the girls in my life that I know that have a really, like, they have a calling and, like, they have a vision for their life and they know that God has called them to great things and big things and they're, like, on a path and they're running their race and they're like, you know, I'm going somewhere. They're not the ones sitting around waiting for a man to pick them up and, you know, trying to get trying to do things to get attention from guys because they're going somewhere. And I feel like that's, like, a big problem with a lot of the girls that are so focused on marriage is that their life, their calling has become about getting married when God has called you to himself and he has a specific calling on your life specifically and personally. You know, it's not just for you to just be married and then be beside your husband for your husband's calling, but God has actually called each of us individually as women and daughters of God. And so when we get a hold of that, mm-hmm. then we will have a renewed passion and a vision and a drive. And so we won't be waiting around for a man. We'll be going after God.
Girl, I'm trying to stay calm here, but I may get loud on this mic. Yes, girl, one thing you just said, you said sitting around. And, somebody said that to me once about, because I was talking about investing. Like, seriously, I was talking about, man, I had thought about investing in, like, going on and purchasing a home. But I'm always like, man, Lord, but what if you move me? And the Holy Ghost was like, you can sell it or rent it. You know, and then a sister in the Lord told me, she said, Victory. Like, that's good that you're thinking that way. At least you're not sitting around like some single ladies, like, I'm just waiting on my husband. You are so right, Lynn. Oh, my goodness. Because then I've met this, and I'm sure you've met women like this. They finally get married because while they were single, that's all they were hoping for. And they finally get married, and they're living their life just behind the husband. When God has called us all to a gift, which is to help one another in the calling, because what God has called you to do is very much goes with what God's called him to do. And, of course, he'll be the leader. He's the hand. But I just love how you put that up. Oh, my gosh, girl. Oh, Jesus. Keep going. Well, let me add
a big part. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, you go, girl. You know I get excited. You go.
Oh, well, I was going to say a big part for each of the girls that's listening. Like, it's really knowing your identity as a daughter of God and your identity in your relationship with the Lord that's completely separate from your relationship with your future husband or anything like that, because God has called you to be a daughter of God and he has called you for greatness. And when you are just sitting around thinking like, oh, I'm just waiting my husband and then I'll support him, then you don't fully understand that God has an incredible plan for your life, and he has called you to do great and mighty things for him. And so that's something you need to meditate on, because you need to know that, like, God revealed that to me when I was a teenager, and I remember, like, standing on my roof one night, because we can climb up on the roof, and I was standing on the roof out in the country, and it was, like, really dark, and there's tons of stars, and I just felt this incredible sense of, like, God's calling on my life, that he just called me to do incredible, huge, awesome things for him. And, like, I just, you know, I can't even imagine what it is, but I know deep in my heart that he has called me to do awesome things for him. And every time I would think of that and God would bring it back to me, it would basically just set me on track again. Mm-hmm. Like, if I would ever get off track thinking about other things or get distracted with guys, right when God would, like, remind me of my calling, that he has called me to do awesome things for him, it's like the world comes into perspective and your life comes into perspective and you realize, whoa, life is about seeking God and running after God. It's not about getting married and doing all this other stuff. It's literally about fulfilling the incredible calling of God on your life.
Amen. Lydia. This is why she my sister, y'all. Lyd, real quick, I would love for you to tell people, how can, say, if they have relatives or if they're going to be flying out to California, you and your husband have started a ministry. Tell a little bit about your ministry, if they would like to have you and your husband. I'm telling y'all, and I'm not just saying this because she's my sister, they are dynamic. And I know that they're open to coming to your church or something to speak about God and just their marriage and how they're awesome examples. How can people get in touch with you guys and the name of your church?
So the name of our church is Church Sidkenu, and I'll spell that for you. It's one of the seven names of God, Jehovah Sidkenu. It means the Lord, our righteousness. So it's Church of Righteousness, and God just gave us a name, and we didn't know what it meant at first, so we're a little blown away, but that's what God told us. So it's let's see, do you already know the name, Jade, that you could give it to them? How it's spelled, or should I?
Could you spell it for us? And I can post it on social media.
Yeah, it starts with a T, T for Timothy, and then S, I, D, and then K, E, N, U, Sidkenu.
Gotcha.
And the website is, well, we call it Church TK for short. So you can just go to Church TK. It's churchtk.com.
Gotcha.
And it's in San Diego. And, yeah, we started in May, and it's going really good. God's teaching us a ton, and we have Bible studies, and we've been going out evangelizing downtown to the homeless every Friday night, and that's starting to grow, and more people are coming. And we're just starting a Tuesday night service at one of the big missions downtown where a lot of homeless people go to get fed. So that'll be starting in December. We're going to start leading worship there and just praying for healing. We do a lot of praying for healing and see a lot of people healed and just a lot of pain leave people's bodies and backs and knees and all that stuff. And it's just been really, really good.
I want to bring something out to our listeners. Somebody on Afrika TV said the AFRECA.TV /RINT. They said, so you guys live in California? Yes, they live in California. And I want to bring this out. Notice how Lyd just brought up how now that she and her husband are together, they're one, they're still doing kingdom work. They both, and I can testify to this because we went to school together. I love them dearly. I live with Lyd. They both were on fire going after kingdom work, just evangelizing like nobody's business. And now that they're together, it's like dunamis power. They're doing it even more. We're about to come up to another break, but I want to read this real quick. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 16, and it said that she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard. And this is what I was getting into about when you are in that season of singleness, man, yeah, make plans. Of course, not too much because you don't want to, you know, you want God's will at the end of the day, but don't just sit around just doing nothing. That's why I read earlier, Romans 11:29, you know, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. I tell young ladies all the time and older ones, analyze your gifts and talents because God gave those to you. And 9.9 out of 10, that gift is what he's going to use towards your calling. Amen. Lyd, we got another break. When we come back, we got to get to your wedding day because we did not get to it last time. So our intercession, Victory McIntosh, sitting in for Pastor Joseph Parker. Stay right where you are.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Family is an institution set forth by God, one man and one woman for life, with the outflow being children produced by that union. It's obvious to all that there is an attack on the family in our country, and especially on fathers. Whether it's the cycle of sin that persists in our families or the pressure from our government to exclude men from being intimately involved, the strategic battle is on for the souls of men. Join us in the battle to strengthen fatherhood. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
In Matthew 11:28, Jesus promises to give us rest if we come to him. But Dr. Tony Evans says the kind of rest he's talking about is more than just some kickback time. He'll explain with the help of this example as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
In 1986, there was a sanitation strike in the city of Philadelphia coming right out of the Democratic Convention. The trash was collected and placed on the Pelicana, a freighter, 28 tons of trash. Because it had become toxic, it had no place to dock because no country wanted to deal with it. So for 2 years, the Pelicana floated from sea to sea, ocean to ocean, looking for a place to rest. The only thing they would allow the Pelicana to do is to stop and be refueled in order to wander some more. A lot of people are like the Pelicana. We just got all this garbage and no place to take it. We come to church on Sunday hoping to get rid of it, only to discover all we could do was get refueled. It's going from place to place, person to person, job to job, situation to situation, no place to dock. You go to church, you go to a counselor, and they give you a little boost. Jesus wants to offer you a place to dock, a place to leave it. Not merely to be refueled to keep carrying it, but to release it. This release in the Bible is called rest, where the burden, the thing that weighs you down, you let go of.
Discover how you can lose the load of pain and guilt you've been carrying around. Get a copy of Dr. Evans' six-part teaching series, Comforting the Afflicted, available online at tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Shout out to my producer, because I love her and she loved me. That was Forever Jones Christmas. She picked that one. I like that. With As I Hold Him, Forever Jones Christmas album. They always do some good jams. I'm serious. Every time I play a jam by Forever Jones during the Jesus Jams, and if you're not listening to me on the Jesus Jams, shame on you. Do better. All right. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. Jesus Jams. But every time I play one of their jams, I'm serious. Forever Jones makes you just want to pop out 5-6 kids, because I think they got, what, 4 kids or something. Either way, the mama, the daddy, and the children are all in a group. Lydia Faith Wisen, maybe you and Ben should do that. You're one of 7 and all of y'all play an instrument. Lee,
we could do a band.
Come on. Yeah, come on. You ever heard of Forever Jones?
I have not.
Girl, we got to get you in the Black Gospel arena. We'll work on it. We'll work on it. Okay. Welcome back, Lydia Faith Wisen. Lyd, one more time. Could you
So the website you said was churchtk.com, right? T as in Tim, uh-huh. K as in kite, which stands for Sidkenu.
Uh-huh.
Tell us one more time. What does that stand for?
Sidkenu.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean? What does it stand for?
Oh, it means it's Hebrew for righteousness. It's one of the seven names of God, Jehovah Sidkenu.
Come on now. All right. So the time that we've been waiting for, because we got a few minutes left and we got to get to it. How did the wedding, like, how was it? You know, I was in it. And girl, I got to say it. At that time, I was in two weddings last year, back to back. Literally, one weekend was Lydia Faith Wisen, and the next weekend I was in another girl's Lid. Out of all the weddings I've ever been to, and out of my 26 years of living, I've never been to a wedding that was so like you could sense the presence of the Lord. Seriously, I mean, it was just so God, and I know it's because you guys, you and Ben, did it the right way. You honored the Lord throughout your entire courtship. But could you tell us about the wedding day? Last year
it was amazing. We did it in a big barn out in the country, and we were going to get married outside, but it actually poured down rain 1 hour before the service. So
stupid
it was
devil.
Like thunder and lightning and like a monsoon. But I wasn't worried about it at all. I get married, it really doesn't matter. And so it was really cool, though. It was actually a blessing from the Lord, because Ben and I have both, well, especially me, like I love storms. I love the rain. And so we ended up moving all the chairs inside, having to like dry them off. And then, well, the guys did. They were like soaked. And then we were having the reception inside the barn, and it was so beautifully decorated. We had like a friend do it who's like a professional. And so it was so beautiful, like spring flowers and just gorgeous. And so they put all the half the chairs in the middle of the room. And so about half the people had to stand up, actually. And so we left the barn doors open, and we had a trellis, like, sitting right in front of the barn doors. So we got married, like, right in front of them, and it was, like, raining behind us. And it was just so beautiful. So it was actually, like, a blessing from the Lord. And it was so cozy inside the barn. Like, it just made it so cozy and nice, and it was amazing.
I'm telling you, Liz, seriously, there are times I think to myself, man, I wish we could do that wedding again. Like, I'm serious when I say we could sense the presence. I love one thing that you all did, and I don't know if I told you this or not. I'm slick gonna steal it for my wedding day. You all did communion with your parents and Ben's parents. Tell us about that. What made you decide to do something like that?
We just wanted to add definitely some spiritual aspects, and it's just kind of precious, because that's obviously like a really special thing. So it's cool to do it together for the first time, just him and I, you know, and on our super special day of making a covenant before the Lord.
Amen.
And so we did communion, and then we had our parents come up and just surround us and just pray for us. It was just a really big blessing. And then Ben's dad shared like just a message kind of about, I had him share the gospel.
Yeah,
shared the gospel message,
real.
And we definitely had a couple of people come up and say, you know, that really touched my heart. And we just had a lot of people there that, like Ben's side of the family, a lot of them don't know the Lord. And so we just, you know, really wanted it to be a testimony of the Lord's goodness and just kind of, you know, shown that side of things. So it was cool.
I got to tell our listeners, let me tell you something. Pretty much the reason why I asked Lydia Beck was to discuss about how to not be so consumed with the ideology, idolizing the idea of marriage, but also what to do before you get married, and then how when you wait on the Lord, how the Lord will bring forth the right godly man, because I don't believe in babysitting. But Lyd, I'll never forget when we were at your reception after the wedding, the ceremony, and my mom was telling me, she said, Victory, I saw Ben over there praying with somebody. I said, Mama, this is how Lyd and Ben lives. Like, they live this lifestyle of Christianity. And that's something you won't see at a wedding. You know what I mean? Usually the bride and the groom are all caught up in the moment, you know, and you may even see some liquor. There was no alcohol. We had water, sweet tea, and lemonade, and it was thebomb.com. But I'll never forget how, like, y'all, I mean, it's like, it's very apparent that both of you live this lifestyle of Christianity. Like I said, Ben was over in one corner praying with a dude. I don't even know what the situation was, but, and I know you're the same way, you know, you're always ready to minister for someone. I want you one more time, like, what's a great way? Because I'm serious, and I'm not just saying this because they're my dear friends, but I desire for them, because I know God has so much more in store for Lid and Ben in their marriage. Seriously, if you want to do a marriage conference, I'm going to put this out there. Contact Lid and Ben Wisen. Lid, how can they get in touch with you? They're on Facebook, too. If you like me on Victory McIntosh Facebook page, you can find them on my page. But, Lid, what's another great way for them to get in touch?
We have a Facebook for Church Sidkenu, and we post a bunch of things about evangelism, and we do live Facebook feeds downtown with the homeless, and, like, we're always posting stuff. So if what you do want to follow us, we are on Facebook.
Is it Church Sidkenu on Facebook?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
What I'll do is, if you go to Facebook, like my Victory McIntosh page, because I know people are like, how do you spell Sidkenu? I will tag their church and go like them and get in contact with them. I'm telling you, your church, your members, your young adults, older adults will be truly blessed. Lid, do you have any other last encouraging words for single folk and married folk out there?
Yeah, I mean, back to the topic of seeking God in this holiday season, I would just encourage everyone who's single and is, you know, just desiring that, that this season, just kind of devote yourself to the Lord and just make it an amazing season to grow closer to God. And, you know, as you see, like, all these couples and, you know, or you start feeling that feeling of like, oh, I wish I had someone here. Just try to direct that emotion and that onto the Lord and just really discover, like, God's love in a new way this season, and just how deep it is for you, and that He really is, He loves you more than anyone could ever love you, ever, and that He will fulfill all those needs and desires, and just focusing on your calling. And I know that's, like, really broad, and a lot of you may think, like, I don't really know my specific calling. I haven't really heard from God, and I'm just not sure. But we all are called to seek God with all of our hearts. And there's a verse, I think it's 1 Corinthians 1, but it says, God is faithful, by whom we have been called into the fellowship of His Son. And I quote that all the time. And it just really draws me into the presence of God to think that God has called me to be with Him. Like, that is your number one calling of all things. Before He, you know, before there was a need for ministry, before there was a need for anything, God just created mankind to fellowship with Him, just to walk with Him. And so the God of the universe is literally calling you into His presence. And so every time you feel like, you know, just a desire for other things, like, just remember that God has called you into His presence, and that He really wants to spend time with you.
Amen.
And just allow that to just draw you into your closet and just be with Him. And it helps you to just realize, like, how much He loves you, that He just really wants to have an intimate relationship with you and spend time with you. And so just really try to live out that calling in your life this season.
Amen.
We'll help you.
That's why she's my sister, y'all. I love you, Lida. I really do. And I found that verse in Corinthians. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 that Lid was quoting. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Man, I'll never forget, Lid, when you and I were rooming together. And you and Ben recording, and you know y'all would get up early in the morning and pray before the Lord. I'm serious. I mean, it was early. There were plenty of times I was.
Yeah.
They woke me up, but it was a good awakening. Praying to the our Father, our Abba Father. And so, I mean, this is a lifestyle. Christianity is a lifestyle. That's why anytime when I am evangelizing and I ask someone, hey, are you a believer of Jesus? Seriously, Lid, 9.9 out of 10, the response I get is, I'm really not that religious. My response is always, me neither. I have a relationship with Jesus. And that's what this lifestyle is all about in Christianity. Man, Lid, I wish we had another hour. Girl, I could just go more. I wanted to attest, say this when Lid brought up about, you know, pursuing what God's called you to do. Honestly, ask the Lord. Lord, Father, what have you called me to do? What have you equipped me to do for your glory, for your kingdom? Recently, I was speaking with a young brother in the Lord. He's originally from Brazil. Look, Lid, you know your husband's good looking. This guy, single, love the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. And fine. And I was like, oh my gosh. And literally every day our conversation, I didn't tell you about this. I meant to tell you, but we, you know, it was a short amount of time we met last week. Every day he and I, every time we were just talking about the Lord. Well, anyway, the Lord checked me earlier this week in my spirit. It was like, okay, you're getting too close. You need to cut this. It's interfering. And look, I was still spending my time in God's word praying, but I said that to say this. Maybe you're speaking to a guy right now or a young lady right now, and God has checked you in your spirit. Like, you just getting this nudge, like, you need to cut this off. And it could be harmless. It could be like me. The guy and I, all we ever talked about was God's word and kingdom work. And sure enough, I'm not going to lie, I love transparency. My feelings, my emotions was trying to grow because he loves the Lord. Oh my gosh. And he's good looking. So, but the Lord checked me on it. So look, if you do whatever it takes, Hebrews chapter 12, where it talks about lay aside every weight that, you know what I'm talking about. Hebrews 12. Let me get to it real quick. Live radio.
Yeah, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily snares you. That's Hebrews 12.
Yes, come on, quote it.
Run with endurance the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus.
Yes.
The author and finisher of your faith.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Lid, this is it for us, man. I would say close. Yeah, we still got time. Will you close out with prayer real quick?
Sure. Father God, I just thank you for this amazing opportunity, Lord, to just share your word, God, and just your calling, Father, and just everything, Lord, that you just taught me through my life, Father. And God, I just pray that you would just speak to every person that listened, Lord, and that Holy Spirit, that you would just teach them anything that you wanted them to hear, Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just put it in their heart and that it's just a seed, Lord, and that you would just water that seed and it would grow, Lord. And I just pray, Father, for all the single people, Lord, that just definitely have a desire, Lord, to have a mate, Father, because that's a very godly thing, Lord. And you have just, you have given that as a blessing, Father, to have someone to spend life with, Lord. But, Father, I just pray that in the season of singleness, Father, God, that they would just be content, Lord, and that they would learn now, Father, to fulfill your calling and to run after you, Lord, with all of their heart before anybody else comes into the picture, Father. God, I just pray that you would set their heart, that it would be an undivided heart, Lord, that just loves you with everything, Father. Just thank you for this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lydia Faith Wiseman was my guest today. Thank you so much, Lyd. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Victory McIntosh filling in for Pastor Parker. Join us again tomorrow. We have another special guest. I love you. Catch you this evening on the Jesus Gems on Urban Family.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.